Not just talking about YouTube videos, talking about assault YouTube videos coming up on the Stay Woke podcast. So Alec Baldwin and the armor from his movie Rust have been charged with involuntary manslaughter. And that carries a 0 to 18 months sentence. But then there's this thing where you can, if you got your involuntary manslaughter involves a gun, they can add 5 years to it. And the 5 year one, if they do it, I think it's minimum 5 years. Well, it's exactly 5 years. No more, no less. And to remind myself what happened, I think so. There's an armorer. That's a person hired by the production company to deal with the guns and the blanks and the shooting on the movie set. And it was a young woman, a very attractive young woman who has a lot of very racy photos on the internet. And I guess her dad was a world-class armorer for many movies over many years. And so she kind of got to jump in and be an armorer, and she's very inexperienced. And then I think they were taking the old cowboy guns. When they weren't shooting the movie, they'd take it off into the desert, and they were like plinking, doing target practice. So now you got bullets around, real bullets, live rounds, as well as blanks around. And then we don't know all this stuff exactly, but it gets a little funky because it sounds like the armorer girl was not on the set the day of the shooting where Alec Baldwin hit one of the camera crew or whatever and killed her. And so one of the guys, I think a first director assistant or something, he handed the gun to Alec Baldwin and he said it's cold, which was code words for it doesn't have real bullets in it and will kill someone. And then Alec Baldwin pointed the gun at the cinematographer and pulled the trigger. I think he was trying to say it went off on its own or something. We'll see on that. I mean, unlikely, but that's one option. But so here's the funky part. So the armorer wasn't there. The director assistant who handed the gun over and said it was cold, I believe he was supposed to check, also, he's a link in a chain of multiple redundancy checking. But he's already taken a plea deal and he got probation, so he's getting no jail time. So conservatives, I guess maybe they don't like Alec Baldwin. He played Trump on SNL. But it seems to me like he's almost the least responsible. Well, actually, let's say this. So the way that court cases work is you've got the law, whatever's written down in the books, and then you also have the judge's instructions. And so there's going to be a jury. The judge is going to tell them how they need to decide. They don't tell them what to decide, but they're like, based on this, this, and this, that's how you decide. And so, without until the judge can give instructions, it will probably get everyone convicted or everyone let go, because the whole thing is iffy. But it almost seems to me that the most guilty person was the guy who already took the plea deal and got probation. It's like it was his job to look at the gun and make sure it did not have live rounds in it, and he didn't do that. He handed it over, said it's good, and then boom. And then, the armorer, I probably should have had that gun locked up so that it couldn't be grabbed by just anyone and handed to just anyone, especially after she'd been having, well, live rounds put in it. I mean, right there. So, I could see her going down. You don't mix live rounds, even for a fun plinking session in the desert. And it's involuntary manslaughter, so it's like you didn't have to, well, you didn't intend to do it. No one's saying they intended any of this. But we'll just see what happens. And then I was watching the Demolition Ranch guy. This is a YouTuber who has 10 million subscribers and he shoots guns. And apparently YouTube is coming up with a new rule, maybe, we don't know, that you can't show on video a 30-round magazine being snapped into any sort of gun. And there are probably thousands of YouTube videos where, people do that motion. And so we'll see what happens there. But YouTube has just been you know, YouTube is woke or whatever. They're a corporate, yeah, they're woke. And so they've been slowly clamping down on gun content for years, although they still allow them. YouTube is the most open thing. I don't know. I don't know if Facebook would let you go do a bunch of target practice with 30-round mags on their site. And I think they, you know, I subscribe to Demolition Ranch and I see it, but I think, I imagine they suppress, you know, if you're like, just signing up for YouTube, they're probably not going to say, hey, would you like to watch some gun stuff? I'm sure they suppress it. So we'll see what happens. I think Twitter, now that Elon Musk bought it, I think they now allow longer videos. You know, so they could be a YouTube alternative. YouTube is like an alternative to TikTok, and then Twitter could be an alternative to YouTube, and I guess Instagram has replicated what TikTok does too, and it looks like maybe all those companies are going to do everything that the other ones do. You can have your Instagram on YouTube, and you have your YouTube on Instagram, all that stuff. And then a 72-year-old Chinese guy did a mass shooting, killed 10 people at a dance club for old Chinese people somewhere in Southern California. And it was interesting. I listened to the NPR segment talking about it. And if a black person shoots a bunch of people, they don't mention the race. If a white person shoots a bunch of people, the first thing they say is it was a white person. And then they were very prominently saying this guy was Asian. And maybe that's because Asians are white adjacent, or maybe just because it's rare to have an Asian do a mass shooting. Although we had one just a few months ago. This is like, there's only two that I know of Asians. Yeah, that's not right. Virginia Tech, I think the second biggest one ever was another Asian guy. Anyways, Asians are, you know, whatever white people can do, Asians apparently can come in and do it better. And NPR is like, and he had a assault pistol with a extended magazine. Or extended round magazine. And I'm sure it's not the first time assault pistol has ever been said. But anyways, they're putting their butt on the scale, trying to brainwash you, or I don't know what brainwash you. Trying to tell you that guns are bad, or that, I guess really, trying to say, you hate guns, you're a good person. And so they add in the little extra flourish there with assault before the word pistol. Jumping in here at a later date, it looks like a 67-year-old Asian man just did a mass shooting with 7 dead. Don't really know what to say about it other than this is complicating things. I wonder if the media can be like Asian, white, white, Asian, Asian, white, Asian. Don't mention it. Twitter handle @AntiWoke Podcast, and thanks for listening.